Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today, we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 25. It's the final verse of the book of Hebrews. And it is, at least in English, five simple words, and they read, "Grace be with you all." Grace be with you all. As the writer finishes his long letter, he describes it as not particularly long, but it seems long to me, longer than any letter I think I've written. As he finishes his letter, he wants them to remember. He sums up all of what he wants to say with the particular and vital aspect of what it means to be a Christian and what it means to live under Christ, which is that we experience and we enjoy grace. He's written to them to correct some false teachings. He's written to them to help them overcome their inertia. He's written to them to encourage them to get back to standards, to lifestyles, and to devotion to God and one another that they used to have and they've slipped from. But in the end, he wants to remind them that it is all about grace. It's about being given grace, donated grace. It's about being enjoying grace. It's about sharing grace with each other and with those who are lost. Grace is certainly a theme in the book. It's not just here in this final verse. It comes up seven times in the book of Hebrews. Let's review them. Hebrews 2:9. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honour because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. The sacrifice of Christ is because of God's grace. Hebrews 4:16. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And we all have times of need, that's for sure. Hebrews 10, verse 29. How much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, who has treated as an unholy thing the blood of the covenant that sanctified him, and who has insulted the Spirit of grace? That's a dangerous and sad thing to trample upon this wonderful grace. Hebrews 12:15. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and to defile many. It's the responsibility of the Christian community to help each other not to miss this wonderful grace. Hebrews 12 again, and verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. And in that verse, the word translated thankful is actually the word grace. Let us be thankful. Let us be filled with grace. Let us graciously be excited about what God has done. And in Hebrews 13, verse 9, do not be carried away by all kinds of strange teachings. It is good for our hearts to be strengthened by grace, not by ceremonial foods which are of no value to those who eat them. And finally, this verse at the end of chapter 13, grace be with you all. How much does grace feature in our conversations? How much does grace feature in our communication? When we talk, when we teach, when we preach, when we are with one another, when we're at church, when we're with our friends, even perhaps when we're at work and out and about, how much do we talk about God's grace? How much do we think about it? How much do we pray about grace? If we prayed more about grace, would we not be more thankful? And if we were more thankful, would we not be better ambassadors for Jesus Christ? Grace is so much one of the great themes of Scripture. It's got to be a great theme in our lives and in our conversation. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these podcasts on the way through the book of Hebrews. We will move on to another book, but I hope that this has been as great an encouragement to you as it has been to me to record these podcasts. If you'd like to know more about our church, you could find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. Typing mccx into the iTunes search bar will also find our podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.